Descartes in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern. Introduction. By the end of the 16th century, philosophy had stopped. It was Descartes who started it up again. Philosophy had begun for the first time in the 6th century BC in ancient Greece. 2 centuries later, it entered a golden era with Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Then, for nearly 2,000 years, nothing happened. At least, nothing original happened. Nonetheless, several distinguished philosophers appeared during this period. The 3rd century Alexandrian Plotinus refined Plato's philosophy, in the process creating Neoplatonism. St. Augustine of Hippo then refined Neoplatonism to the point where it was acceptable to Christian theology. The Islamic scholar Averroes refined parts of Aristotle's philosophy, and Thomas Aquinas in turn rendered these acceptable to Christian theology. All 4 of these disparate figures advanced the course of philosophy, but not one of them produced an entirely new philosophy of his own. Their work was essentially exegesis, commentary, and elaboration of the philosophy of Plato and Aristotle. In this way, these 2 pagan philosophers and their pagan philosophies became pillars of the Christian Church. This intellectual conjuring trick was the main foundation of scholasticism, the name given to philosophical activity during the Middle Ages. Scholasticism was the philosophy of the Church and prided itself on its lack of originality. New philosophical ideas resulted only in heresy, the Inquisition, and burning at the stake. The ideas of Plato and Aristotle gradually became buried beneath layers of religiously correct Christian commentary, and philosophy dried up.